Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Welcome to another episode of The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes, the storytelling show that features The Clearing, where all good questions come to get asked and all good stories come to be told, and where all my guests have two things in common. They're all creative individuals and all with an interesting story to tell. There are some lovely storytelling metaphors, a clearing, a tree, a juicy storytelling exercise called 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, some alchemy, some gold, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, and a cake. So it's all to play for. So yes, welcome to The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we shall begin. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another extraordinary day here in the Good Listening To Show clearing. It is my absolute delight, privilege and pleasure to welcome Donna Kunde to the show. She's a true polymath and, if I may say, prolific pants. She's generosity personified. In the time that I've known her, she's climbed over herself to be generous in all aspects. And indeed, you have the most charming email trail signed off. You always say, your friend on the journey, Donna Kunde. And indeed, the journey that you're taking us all on is you're all about extolling the simplest ways possible to create a global leadership masterpiece with a podcast, a book, or a TV talk show. So you're extremely welcome, Donna. How's morale? What's your story of the day?
Oh, goodness, my story of the day. That's not part of your 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I've surprised you. We've all got a story of the day.
Story of the day. Oh, goodness, I told you about this, Chris. This is not how we do these things.
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, just even your geography is interesting. I'm in Bristol in the United Kingdom. Where are we speaking from? You've just said you're in your friend's kitchen, so you're on the fly. Where are you today?
I'm in Richmond, Virginia today, actually. And so here's a little story. We just had two snowstorms. One was a nor'easter, another one coming. It's kind of like that Christmas show, The Year Without a Santa Claus, where they said, if it snows in the south, and here we are getting snow in the south, and we had a boil order and an earthquake. So that was my week.
Oh, you see, I knew that was worth waiting for. That's quite a story of the day right there. And you've also broken beautifully into a story of the week. So you've had nearly all these sort of tempestuous elements possible on the planet.
Yeah, just never know.
Yes, and thankfully not a fire, because we know what's going on in the world at the moment. So, Donna, yeah. It's my great pleasure to have you here. I'm going to be curating you shortly through the very well-established storytelling structure and storyscape of the Good Listening To Show. But just before I describe that, if, as we know, and we're on LinkedIn as well as many other social platforms at the moment, you know, we've all got to come up with that sort of clunky answer to the clunkiest question, which is, hello, what do you do? But what's your favorite way when someone doesn't have a reference point for you, Donna Kunde, saying what it is that you do?
I amplify voices, Chris, and I do it in such a way so that podcasters can not only tell their voice, they can create their legacy, and they can monetize it without ads or sponsorship. People are, for hundreds of years, probably thousands of years, people are like, how do I live forever? And I say, you do it through a podcast, you do it through a book, you do it through the storytelling of your life, and you'll live forever.
And Influence Radio Network is there on your sort of legend banner. Just tell us the story behind the story of that as well.
It came from the Influencers Formula book. We needed a way to, or I wanted a way to continue to amplify voices. It's also part of my methodology for creating a podcast. Why create just a podcast when you can start with a global radio show? You got the accountability and you've got the instant listenership right away from that. And you know that you're going to show up every week to do something and to do something great. And so Influence Radio came from that. I have another partner, Ben Joya, and we had done a Global Magnetic Influence Summit last year. And I went live with the, I said, well, let's put the summit on the radio. And so I created this new radio station for that. I started a different one, IBGR, during the pandemic in 2020, when everybody shut the world down. I started something brand new and it was super fun. So that segued into Influence Radio.
No opportunity like a crisis. I've already mentioned your generosity. And indeed, you've invited me and this show to be part of Influence Radio Network too. And it's very exciting because it's a bit of a plug portal into an extraordinary expanse of audience. Just tell us what the Influence Radio Network opens up in terms of a plethora of an audience.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah. What's different with the radio station than just podcasting is I have my station on radio directories like TuneIn. TuneIn is a big one around here. A lot of people get into their car and instead of turning on the traditional AM FM radio, they turn into more of a internet style. So TuneIn is a part of many cars right now. Yeah. And they can tune in and find the station and listen. And so we get listeners around the world. I've got over 130 countries of people listening in, which is really neat to see. It gets a little creepy because you can go like really close and say, oh, they're right, sitting right there in this building in this part of the world. And but it's really fun to see it, you know. It was March of 2024 that we launched Influence Radio Network. And my very first country that was listening in was Ukraine. And for anybody that's knowing what's going on in the world of Ukraine, they're in a war zone right now. But there's an entrepreneur who had found the radio station and wanted a different life, wanted to tune in and just forget about what was going on in their country for a short time and tune in. So with my Ukrainian heritage, I was like, oh, my people.
and that's interesting too. You have a Ukrainian heritage, you were saying as well.
I do. My great grandparents immigrated and so I don't know anybody that's still back there, but I still feel a connection.
And what a wonderful listening portal, therefore, and important one Influence Radio Network is. And again, thank you also for your generosity in having this show as part of what it is you're amplifying to the world. So I too could be being heard as we are now in Ukraine. Hurrah!
Yeah.
So this is a special Brand Strand Founder Story episode, and we're going to talk about your moment in the sunshine is to curate you through, Donna, the show format in which, and if you've not seen it before, this is just a bit of positioning. It's the show in which I invite movers, makers, shakers, mavericks, influencers, and also personal heroes into a clearing or serious happy place of my guests' choosing to all share with us their stories of distinction and genius. So in a few moments, Donna, I'm going to ask you about your clearing. There's going to be a tree. There's a lovely, juicy storytelling exercise called 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There'll be some alchemy, some gold, a couple of random squirrels, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, a golden baton, and a cake. Hurrah! It's all there in the storyscape of the visuals for those of you that are watching as well. So I will now, it is my pleasure to curate you through. So hopefully we've blown enough happy smoke at you as to what you're here to do, but go where you like, how you like, as deep as you like at all points during this. So, Donna Kunde, your friend on our journey, what is a clearing for you? Where do you go as your serious happy place to get clutter-free, inspirational, and able to think?
Thank you for that question, because it did bring me right back there just in my mind. You know, we can go anywhere we want to just in the blink of an eye. It's time travel because we think about it. I always go to the woods. I love being outside. I love nature. Nature teaches me everything I need to know about life. So I always go to the woods. Particularly the favorite place for me is where I grew up in a small town in Jaffrey, New Hampshire. There's a mountain called Monadnock Mountain. And as I got older, it was maybe half a century old when I realized that this mountain was climbed by some of the great authors of the time, of the the late 1900 or early 1900s, people like Ralph Waldo Emerson, Henry David Thoreau, Whitman climbed Mount Manana. It was the most climbed mountain in the world before Mount Fuji took it over. And so I climbed, I took the same steps as these people, and they had such a great influence in my life later on. I listen to old dead guys, but wait, that's one of your other numbers. I didn't realize the connection. You know, everything is connected in the world. Why did these voices resonate with me so much? And in the woods that I grew up in the same woods, when Henry David Thoreau went to the woods at Walden, it was not that far away from Jaffrey, New Hampshire.
Wow. And no one's interpreted the clearing as time travel yet, actually. And that's, I commend you for that. That's gorgeous. And of course, following in the footsteps of the Ralph Waldo Emersons and those that you've just mentioned, just name the mountain range again, because I just want to make sure we've positioned it.
Monadnock Mountain. Mount Monadnock is another way to say it.
Yeah. It sounds like it's just sounded. It's Monadnock Mountain.
Yeah, M-O-N-A-D-N-O-C-K, Monadnock.
That'll be Monadnock. So you're in the woods in Monadnock. And so may I perfectly then arrive a bit waiting for Godot-esque, deliberately existentially. I'm now going to arrive with a tree in your clearing in the woods. And of course, plenty of trees about in the woods. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to shake your tree to see which storytelling apples fall out. How'd you like these apples? And this is your interpretation to a lovely, juicy storytelling construct called 54321, where you've had 5 minutes. Donna Kunde, Influence Radio Network, podcaster, radio host, and author, best-selling of The Influencer's Formula. Four things that have shaped you, three things that inspire you, and then two things that never fail to grab your attention is borrowed from the film Up. Oh, squirrels. You know, what are your shiny objects of distraction? What are your squirrels that never fail to distract you? That's the point. And then one is the quirky or unusual fact about you we couldn't possibly know about you till you tell us. So it's not a memory test. I'll curate you through that gently as we go, but over to you to shake the canopy of your tree as you see fit.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, why don't we go in order? I like good order and discipline, having spent 20 years in the United States Army.
Yes. That's a good fact, Glory. Did you now? There we go.
Hey, look. I did. And that was one of the things that had shaped me. One of the four was the military life. And, you know, you think, I love Dr. Seuss. Oh, the places you go. Some of the places that I was able to go as a military musician, and to be in the military and to be a musician at the same time, it was a pinch me, I'm dreaming kind of life. Now, it wasn't always, flowers and roses and all of the things. There was some harder things to do with that, but it was still, I wouldn't trade that for the world. And to have been able to play on stages around the world, to have been, I lived in South Korea for 3 years in Seoul, and you know, was broadcast on their TV stations as a piccolo player. I went out front and played a lot of solos.
That's what the instrument of choice is, and it's you're in the military as a musician playing the piccolo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's it, people are like, how did you get into podcasting? It's like I really just transferred my knowledge of music over to the microphone, so it's a performance. And one of the things that I learned how to do very quickly was to get performance ready fast, because we would get a lot of music thrown in front of us for maybe 2-3 different performances a day. How do you do that very quickly, especially when you're in the spotlight? And I transferred a lot of those skills into what I work with my hosts in podcasting to get performance ready very quickly, and to take away the fear of, oh my gosh, what's this? Oh, yeah. You know, all those things that keep people from telling their story. You don't have to.
Do you have any pieces of your piccolo military experience recordings you may want to share with the show?
I'll have to go back and look. I do have a picture when I was in Korea, South Korea. They they call it a theater. So the Asian theater was Japan, Korea, some of the other countries in that area. And they had a newspaper, and my face was right on the front playing piccolo one day, and I was walking in the store, and everybody's like looking and pointing, and I thought I had broccoli in my teeth or something. But it was because when I walked out and I saw the newspaper there that day, it's like, oh, look at that. That's me.
I was. Yes.
Yeah. 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 So I don't know that I have any, because this, I retired in 2011.
Yeah.
We weren't really recording a whole lot back then. And I mean,
it's about reminding myself, but you talked about time travel and following in the steps of, you know, the militaristic background of, it made me think of that.
Yeah.
Careful on
that one though.
And put that sort of piccolo right there. That's what we're talking about. Great first shapeage. Thank you.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What's the second one?
The second one was, it really preceded this one, and it was how I got to be in music and stay in music. I have been a nomad most of my life, traveled a lot, moved a lot, and I started on clarinet when I was in the fourth grade. And then we moved. And I remember my music teacher said, if I give you this clarinet, would you promise to stay with music? Yeah, it's easy. Sure. And I did. And like that, someone else saw something in me at a young age to do that and to invest in me and to really shape my whole life. Because then I went on to college for music, and I spent 20 years as a performing musician, and now translate that into podcasting. And really that one instance was my whole life shaping. And so it's just this borrowed belief is something that I learned a long time ago, is that even if you don't believe in yourself, there's people that believe in you, and you can live on their borrowed belief until your own belief system rises up to meet that and then supersedes it to the next level.
And what a wonderful and profound teaching moment. Do you remember the name of the teacher by any chance that said that to you?
I don't remember his name. I can see his face. I can go back to that place in the music room where he sat me down, and it was just an old beat up clarinet. And it was nothing.
I hope by special, some wonderful, wonderful, miraculous chance they're actually sitting there, still there, and happening to catch this. And then there's a reconnection opportunity right there. That's so lovely. What a profound teaching moment.
Thank you. It was a profound 30 seconds of my life. You know, it didn't take very long, but I came home with this clarinet and said, Mom, my teacher said this and I should stay with music.
It's the essence of influence right there. That's the nature of influence. As we know, something that, as you said, very beautifully, only took 30 seconds, but it's lasted your whole life.
But I hated the clarinet. I promised to stay with music. And when we moved, I actually broke one of the keys off because I wanted to play flute, but I couldn't get a flute if I had a working clarinet. And so, but I shouldn't say I broke it. Okay, truth comes out in the clearing. I was able to then switch to flute, which was my passion. I always wanted to do that. And then piccolo, I really love piccolo, which is slightly different.
Yes.
And that has been the game changer of the whole thing. So I promised to stay with music. I did stay with music. I still play every now and again, but I didn't promise to stay with clarinet.
And a third shape pitch, please.
Lifelong learning. Never stop learning. That, you know, if I'm sitting here looking out a window at trees, and does a tree ever stop growing? No. Tree never stops growing. It doesn't limit itself to say, well, I'm done with this growing. Now I'm going to stop. No, I have just this love of learning, sometimes to the point that it becomes a number two distraction. Yeah, I know. They're all connected. Everything's connected, isn't it? But it is, it's about what can I, if I go through a whole day and don't learn something new, I feel like I've just wasted a day.
Great answers. These are wonderful. Thank you. And now I think it's your fourth shapeage.
Lyme disease. When I was in the military, I had contracted Lyme disease and I went about 14 years undiagnosed. At the time of retirement, I had gotten pretty sick. I'm actually labeled as a disabled veteran. It was neurological, got a little Swiss cheese in my brain there. And I retired and I sat on the couch just waiting to die because everything hurt. Couldn't think, couldn't move, couldn't do anything. But it was pairing that with lifelong learning. I had come across a coaching company and I said, oh, this is something I can do while I sit on the couch waiting to die. And as I learned how to become a coach, there was a quote in there and it said, but it was by James Allen. And it said, men are anxious to improve their circumstances. They're unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound. I sat back and I said, that was me. I wasn't changing any of my circumstances. I was my own bind
yes.
to the life that I was leading. I just resolved myself to, hey, this is, how. And I said, well, no, it doesn't have to be that way. And that's when I started thinking differently and finding the answers that I needed and the medication that I needed and the doctors that I needed and all the things that I needed to change my life, to change my circumstances.
And was there sort of indelible damage done by the 15 years of non-diagnosis, or is it now totally cured and sort of restored?
I think it's not totally, no. No, there's episodes, it's episodic where things will still come back. They gave me a label of fibromyalgia as well with that. And I don't know, like all the labels that go along with the things, but there are days that are better than other days. There are thinking days that are really good and thinking days where I'm like, not so good.
And this show will also pull you into the UK health radio space as well. And of course, Lyme disease is of itself a disease. And so therefore will be of particular interest to the audience of that too. Thank you for that. And thank you for that disclosure. Any other resonance about Lyme disease that you want to talk about? Or is that's a brilliant, that's a perfect fourth shapeage because it's a lovely story of itself.
Yeah, no, I think that's really about it. I think it's a dis-ease. So, you know, how I know that there are people who believe in it, that it can cause all these things, and people who don't believe in it. Belief drives behavior. Some doctors will do this, some doctors will do that, some people will not believe in what it is, but it's this was part of my story, this is part of my journey.
Because even the breaking down of the word dis-ease is really profound, actually, because that's often it can be the shift in mindset that can bring about a better outcome in terms of to disease by thinking, well, hang on, it's just a dis-ease. So some harmony can be restored here if you control it.
Yeah. Yeah. It started down my path of really thinking and seeing the world from the inside out. Yeah. You know, we're all looking at the same world, but it's a different world for each one of us. It has to do with our perception and how we perceive our circumstances and our world and all of the things within it.
Lovely. Great shaping. So now we're on to three things that inspire you, Donna Kunde, Influence Radio Network impresario.
Human potential and what's possible. It's I'm always inspired by that. I just had a quick story yesterday. Was driving in a truck with my friend, and all of a sudden one of my podcasts came on. And it wasn't my podcast, but it was one of the hosts' that I had amplified. He was down in Australia, Steve Sweeney. And my friend looked at me and was like, why is your phone broadcasting on my truck radio? And I said, it's not. Bluetooth's off. Why is your phone doing it? It's not. And to the point of the story, he's got an iPod in there, like first generation, like very old iPod that's just been in the truck forever, seems like. And it broadcast through it. Somehow this episode got on that podcast. He says, that's not possible. I said, but it is, because it happened. It's not probable, but it's possible. And when we talk about human potential, what's possible? We put these limitations on. I can't do that. You can't do that. Who can't do that? Why not?
I'll give you a new title now. You're a podcast whisperer. That's extraordinary that you whisper someone that you've been connected to and help amplify suddenly starts broadcasting. That's outstanding.
Just out of the blue.
So yes, if you want to be a podcast whisperer, you're welcome. Yeah.
But you know, it's everyday miracles. They happen all the time when if we see them. Many people just live in the five senses of sight, hearing, touch, smell. Yeah, there's five senses. Well, there's all these other senses in our space of intellect, and I won't go into all of them. But there's the world is so. How many dimensions are there to what our world really is?
Yes. You're reminding me of a passage that I can't quite remember in Hamlet by Shakespeare, talking about there are many things in this universe. The gist of it is we can't fathom. Absolutely. wonderful. A second influence?
Old dead guys.
Unpack that delicious statement. Thank you.
I love reading and rereading all of the old wisdom. I love the transcendentalism because they look at nature. I love the Buddhist teachings, teaching of the Buddha, because it's reflected on the connectivity of things. I love Christian religion. I love just looking at not only the thinkers of the Napoleon Hills, the Emersons, we've talked about Thoreau already. Maxwell Maltz, he's a big one that I like to listen to. I'm not sure. I think he's dead. and all of the religions, the wisdom that can come from them, because when we, Socrates, the Stoics, when we look, can look through the eyes of someone else who has lived in a different, not only a different place, a different century, a different lifetime, but the human experience doesn't really change.
Yes. There are universal truths, categorically and absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lovely answer. Old Thanks. Dead guy. That's good. Third influence?
Young people. I have a Gen Z over in London right now. And I have a, she doesn't want to claim to be a millennial, but just listening to the thoughts of young people and how they're viewing the world and how they're viewing the pandemic and how they're viewing politics and really just this freshness to how they're approaching things. I really believe that the younger generations are thinking people, at least the ones that I've come in contact with. They're really measuring everything to, is not only is this good or bad, right or wrong, but is this something that I want to believe in? Is this something that I want to adopt into my life? Is this a yes or no with me? And if it's not, this is my life to live.
Yeah.
And I'm learning a lot from the young people about how to navigate in the world. It's pretty interesting.
Such a refreshing lens on the notion of being a millennial, because, you know, in the workspace, they can get quite a bad or tough press sometimes. But actually, it is about the beginner's mindset and looking at things afresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I watched my youngest, who's 24 now, in a job and in school and doing all the things, and what they were willing to do. Like, they had the opportunity to go to London. To go to Dublin, Ireland, with a friend on a trip. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take off from work. How do you take off from work? Well, I'm going to go. It's your job. And they're like, and it'll be there when I get back. And I was like, wow. you're right. If they really want you, that it will be. And if not, there'll be the next one. And I was like, go live your life. Go do your things.
Comes right back to the premise of carpe diem, actually, in terms of wisdom and old dead guys. And yes. Seize the day. Let's go to Dublin. I love that.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And now we're on to the two squirrels, which are shiny object syndrome. What are your two? It's borrowed from the film Up, where the dog goes, oh, squirrels. So what never fails to grab your attention, Donna, the two things that are your squirrels?
So the next big thing that I'm creating is a big squirrel for me. And my daughter shared with me that this YouTuber that always talks about follow the dopamine. And I totally can resonate with that. I don't know if it's autism or ADHD or whatever, but follow the dopamine, because I'll get really laser focused into creating. I've created a lot of things since 2020. I've learned a lot of things since 2020. People are like, how do you do so much? And it's just like, I don't know. Just kind of get into that. So anything around learning new platforms, building a business, growing a business, those will always grab my attention. There's a platform called AppSumo. I have to kind of stay away from that one sometimes because I'm like, oh, look at this new thing. Okay. I want that. And so it's staying focused on what will be the right thing for not only me, but for the people that I work with. And keeping
the name of the platform once again, in case they want to give you some sponsorship, actually. So what's the name?
AppSumo. AppSumo.
RRs.
Yeah. They put out a lot of new SaaS, the newer digital platforms.
Yeah.
And so you can buy in for a lifetime. You pay one price for a lifetime. It's super, super fun for that.
That's a great squirrel. And then follow the dopamine. And then what's the next squirrel?
The nice, crisp fall sunny days. I cannot work when I have one of those. I just have to go and go and go. And typically I'll end up there's a lot of history where I live in the Richmond area. Thanks to you guys over in the UK.
You're welcome.
So I love to go to Colonial Williamsburg is one of the places I like to go and walk around. I have a mug here of this lady, and what I read when I drink this, it says well-behaved women seldom make history. So I just like to go explore some new woods or explore a new historical area.
Yeah. And seasonal, just any bright sunny days, or did you say fall, as in fall days?
Particularly the colors of the fall days, but a nice crisp sunny day catches my attention, and it's very hard to stay focused.
Wonderful squirrels. And now we're on to a quirky or unusual fact about you. We couldn't possibly know about you until you tell us.
I used to be Irish.
Okay.
For over 50 years. I was Irish. That was the family that I was told I was raised in. And then I had a DNA test done, and I found out that I actually have a different heritage. And, you know, what was interesting about that was not just that I used to be Irish, but that, like, St. Paddy's Day, that was my holiday, and corned beef and cabbage and all of the things that were. And so, again, going back to perception, what I'm looking at now is, am I still Irish? Is it just a feeling tone, or is it, does it have to do with the DNA test of...
You've also found Ukrainian, obviously, because you mentioned that at the beginning.
That I knew, yeah. What I didn't know is there's Jewish, and Jewish from Romania was a big one. I showed that up there. So Jewish, Italian, and Ukrainian.
And then 50% Irish, you said? Or you?
Not anymore.
That's the beauty of the DNA and the multicultural universe. Hurrah.
Yeah, but how attached was I to that? To that idea, and how attached do we get to these ideas that may or may not be fact, yes, but it's the fact of our life?
Yes.
Some of them it's okay, and some of them let go of. So I'm not ready to let go of St. Paddy's Day.
Quite right too. Guinness. And we've shaken your tree. Hurrah. So now you stay in the clearing, which is still in the woods, in your wonderful, serious, happy place. And now we're going to talk about alchemy and gold. When you're at purpose and in flow, here's a bit of gold for you. Gold! When you're at purpose and in flow, what are you absolutely happiest doing, Donna Kunde, in what you're here to reveal to the world?
Oh, goodness. Learning, experiencing, being a part of something bigger than myself, and helping others on their journey to do the same is, I think, really what it's about. I said I wanted to work with world changers to help make a bigger impact. I think that my purpose on this life here is to do just that. It's one little, that butterfly wing thing, one little ripple effect.
Yeah. The chaos effect. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the butterfly effect, however you want to, chaos, whatever. But yeah, where is the gold in that? Is I honestly believe that we're each given our own little mission. Let's use military terms. Our mission in this life, and we can choose to accept it or not. And in the process, we grow and become. We overcome obstacles. We take on this hero's journey. And so, what I love to do is to partner with everyday heroes and help them tell their story, because people are searching for their story right now that only their timbre of their voice, the way that they say it, the experiences they have will be the solution to get them into the next level. And so it's a domino effect of your story inspires the next one's story, inspires the next one's story. And together, collectively, humanity is lifted. The world is a different place.
What a lovely interpretation. And full circle to your friend on the journey is your friend on your hero's journey.
Yes, that's exactly right. You figured it out.
And now I'm going to award you with a cake, Donna Kunde. Hurrah! So do you like cake, Donna?
Love it.
So apologies that at this moment it's a metaphorical cake, but when I get to meet you in person, which I sincerely hope I will at some point soon, I'll flop a cake, not in your face, but I'll give you a cake. So what cake would you like?
Carrot.
Now you get to put a cherry on the cake with stuff like, what's a favorite inspirational quote? You've given me loads already, but what's a favorite inspirational quote that's always given you sucker and pulled you towards your future?
Okay. It's Henry David Thoreau, and I'm gonna read it because it's a little bit long, but it says, if one advances confidently in the direction of their dreams and endeavors to live the life which they have imagined, they will meet with success unexpected in common hours. And, you know, there's so much if you break it down, Chris, if one advances confidently. So first of all, you have to take steps.
Yes.
And you can't just take timid steps. You have to go confidently just in the general direction of your dream and live the life that you've imagined. So say, take some time with the vision to learn, like, what is right look like for you, and then keep doing that, and the success will come. Like, you're an overnight success. You wake up one day and then boom, here you are, because you're taking those steps on your hero's journey in the direction of your dream.
Lovely answer. Just let that hang there. What notes, help, or advice with the beauty of and the gift of hindsight would you proffer to a younger version of Donna Kunde?
You are enough. Nothing more needs to be added to you. You're perfectly imperfect, and just go do what you're here to do.
We're ramping up to Shakespeare shortly to talk about
legacy. Gosh.
But at this moment, this is the pass the golden baton moment, please. So now that you've experienced this from within, who in your network would you most like to pass the golden baton along to somebody who you know would benefit from, like, or just enjoy being given a damn good listening to in this way?
Yeah, I think Susan Crossman is the person that I'd love to do that with. She's got a really incredible story, and I know that she would be the perfect voice.
Your mission, Susan Crossman, hurrah!
Hurrah!
And now, inspired by Shakespeare, I picked up too many things on my chattered desk. Shakespeare, all the world's a stage, and all the better women merely players. Borrow from the seven ages of man's speech, jaques in As You Like It. When all is said and done, Donna Kunde, how would you most like to be remembered?
That I made a difference in somebody else's life. That I was, by me going out to doing my things, I was able to give someone else the courage to do their things. And to show them that they can even do more.
You're the great enabler in that regard. That's phenomenal. Great. That legacy is secure already, I'm sure. And now we're doing a section which is show us your QR code, please. So Here you go. This is the Donna Kunde website. So as it says there, your friend on the journey to personal growth and business success. So just talk us through what we can generally find at the Donna Kunde website.
There are podcasts there. There are blog articles there. I've got some programs there. If you are interested in just the thinking that I do that I've shared here, I've got content there that goes deeper into the thinking and takes a journey on that path. And if you're interested in podcasting or monetizing your podcast, then there's also ways to do that.
And for those that are just listening and not able to scan the QR code, what's the URL?
DonnaKunde.com, Kunde, Kunde.
And here is another QR code, which is if you'd like to connect with Donna on LinkedIn, here is the code to do that too. We won't give you the URL, but look for Donna Kunde on LinkedIn and you will find her there. And where else can we find you on the internet if people are interested in finding all about your work? So, for example, where do you find the radio station, Influence Radio?
InfluenceRadio.network is a place to go. Podcast Profit Playbook is a place to go.
and all paths lead from DonnaKunde.com, actually, I know.
I've been
there often. Wonderful. So that's the end of the show as your QR codes. As this has been your moment in the sunshine, in the good listening to show, Donna Kunde, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, thank you for this opportunity, Chris. It is always fun to be involved in these. I just at a loss other than go. Whoever's listening, if you have an idea, if you have a thought and you're sitting on it, now is your time. It's time to go. Time to do it. Just do it.
It reminded me, you said at the very beginning, you love Dr. Seuss. That's the time has come. The time is now. Marvin K. Mooney, would you just go now? Or do it now is what we're doing. If we've got an idea, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. And if I can get sponsored by Nike for saying just do it, that's awesome. So just to wrap up, if you would be interested in being my guest on this show too, just to explain, it obviously goes out on Restream, blamming across the interweb. Donna's also beautifully slingshotted into her own networks as well. And then it also pulls you into the UK Health Radio weekly show that I have, which gives you an audience reach of 1.4 million listeners across 54 countries. And that's before we even get onto the audience that Influence Radio is giving this show in terms of its amplification to. So if you'd like a conversation about me, my guest too, that QR code takes you to thegoodlisteningtoshow.com. This is, if you'd like to connect with me on LinkedIn, look for Chris Grimes, Mojo Coach, a motivational comedian and broadcaster. That's me there. So, yes, I've been Chris Grimes, but most importantly, this has been the glorious Donna Kunde from Influence Radio, your friend, as we've now established, on the hero's journey. We're just about to wrap up, but would you like to say anything else at this point, Donna?
I think I've said it all, Chris. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you for listening, and good night.
You've been listening to The Good Listening To Show with me, Chris Grimes. If you'd like to be in the show too, or indeed gift an episode to capture the story of someone else with me as your host, then you can find out how, care of the series strands at the goodlisteningtoshow.com website. And one of these series strands is called Legacy Life Reflections. If you've been thinking about how to go about recording your life story or the life story of somebody close to you for posterity, but in a really interesting, effortless and creative way, then maybe The Good Listening To Show can help. Using the unique structure of the show, I'll be your host as together we take a trip down memory lane to record the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 of either your or their life story. And then you can decide whether you go public or private with your episode. Get in touch if you'd like to find out more. Tune in next week for more stories from the clearing. And don't forget to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.